allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones for the duration of the special session. Microphones. Please be reminded to use your microphones when speaking so that you are recorded for the official record. Roll call. Archer. Archer.
Archer.
Here. Bartels. Here. Collins.
Here.
DeLon.
Here.
Donaldson.
Here.
Eckert.
Here.
Fabiano.
Here.
Jarantine.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Haynes.
Here.
Hepner.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Maloney.
Here.
Nolan.
Here.
Petit.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Rodriguez.
Present.
Ronk.
Here.
Waro.
Here.
And Waldman.
Here.
22 present and 0 absent.
We'll now move open the floor to public comment. Clerk Fabella, how many do we have signed up for public comment?
There are 10 speakers signed up.
Okay. You will have 2 minutes to speak. Please note the timekeeper in the back of the room. And if you have any written comments, you can submit them to the clerk for the record.
The first speaker is Legislator Hepner.
I was asked to read this letter on behalf of Mr. Brian Cahill. His request as may be withdrawn from consideration this evening. Chairperson Bartels, when I was asked by the legislative majority leadership to fill over for the remainder of Legislator Maloney's term to represent District 4, the first question I asked was who do the Republicans want to fill the seat? At the time, there was no name put forward by the Republican minority. In fact, I was told it was their request to keep the District 4 seat vacant for the remainder of the term. Leaving the district I'm represented was not an adequate solution to me and grossly unfair to the residents of District 4. Understanding that no one would fill the term and with the belief that my experience, knowledge of the district, and desire to once again serve the people of the district would benefit the district and county overall, I agreed to have my name placed in nomination to complete the term. It was simple as that. At no time, it wasn't my intention to replace Legislator Maloney, displace his grieving wife, Brenda, from filling out the term, or do anything other than ensure District 4 was represented by someone who would use their experience to help during the crucial months of 2019. I ask that you withdraw my name from consideration to fill the remainder of the term. I will concentrate on winning the seat in November so I can work to ensure District 4 has the representation it deserves. I hope this decision helps Ms. Maloney through this very difficult point in her life, and I wish her the best. Brian B. Cahill.
The second speaker signed up, the Honorable Carl Belfilio.
Thank you, Chairman Bartels. It's nice to see you. It's nice to see everybody. I didn't expect that, but I think that was an honorable thing to do from Brian Cahill. Actually, my entire talk tonight was going to be about why he shouldn't take this appointment. One of the reasons that I wanted to speak is because we all, as legislators, when we get elected to any public office, we get the prefix of the honorable. The honorable, I can't point out any legislators, so I'll say the Honorable Carl Belfilio. If my party asked me to fill in a position for a legislator or any seat that was so close to a general election or that was not, or was in the majority party like Brian had, I wouldn't take it. I'd want to be elected fair and square with hard work and to win the electorate in the November election. Now, I don't know what your plans are after the speaker speaks tonight, but I wholeheartedly support Brenda. Jim Maloney was a man of integrity, honor. He was my friend. He was your friend. He worked hard for the town, for District 4. In 2017 election, the town voted him in. They voted a Republican. And I couldn't see the wishes of the electorate at that time that a Republican couldn't serve out that term. Now, Jim was very close with Brenda, and Brenda with Jim. And I have no doubt that Brenda can do the job and fulfill his term and fulfill the promise that he gave to the residents of District 4. When you go out and get elected, during the election, you shake a lot of hands, you talk to a lot of people, and you do promise. You promise to serve them. You promise that you won't let them down, and you promise that you won't leave. Unfortunately, Jim couldn't do that, but Brenda could continue his legacy for the next 4 months if she's appointed tonight. My understanding is that it would be immediately. I have great respect for Brian Cahill.
Legislator portfolio.
2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much, and I'm glad to hear that news. Thank you.
Roger Rasko.
Last surprise announcement, but all my prepared comments in there going right out the window. I've been a county Republican chairman for 8 years. This is only my second time to come and address you. I've seen this body work in a bipartisan manner on many issues. Styrofoam ban, pet law, the ban on plastic bags, and folks from every side of the aisle voted in a bipartisan way. With what Carl said, I believe that the voters of the district elected Jim Maloney. Jim was a close friend. I know he worked very closely with Mike Hine. As a county chairman, I had folks criticize me for not fighting against our own caucus because of the efforts that some of our folks have reached across the aisle and worked with the executive and worked with you. So, you know, with Jim leaving us so early, and he was a fighter, he wanted to live, he wanted to stay here, and if he knew he was going to be leaving us, and if he knew that Brenda was going to be willing to step up and be here for the next 4 months, if he had the opportunity to talk to you, he would ask you to do the decent thing, the sensitive thing, and the caring thing, and to put Brenda in his place. So I ask you to put politics aside tonight and do the good thing and appoint Brenda Maloney to fill Jim's seat. Thank you so much.
Len Bernardo.
Chairwoman. My talk was gonna be very different tonight, but I think with Brenda, the reason I came here tonight was to hope that she could have some closure. And that being here tonight and sitting in that seat for the next couple of months, I hope that it brings you that closure. But I want to say something else about this body. I want to thank all of you tonight for showing up. It took courage. It was very, very, very difficult for Brian to step down. I want to thank him. And I want to thank all of you tonight for your vote. Thank you, Brenda. And I hope this is your closure.
Tom Merling.
That's all right. I'm going to cede my time. Thank
you. Frank Ritty.
I'm here as a 57-year firefighter. There would be a lot more firemen in this room tonight were it not for this storm. And I am speaking for my department, East Kingston, and there are a few more of us here. Jim was a friend of the fire service, and I think you all realize that with his arguments for the new fire training center that will be developed soon. And we're going to miss him at our breakfast. I hope we see Brenda there. Please instill her in his seat for the rest of the year. The fire service will remember it. Thank you.
Jerry McDonough.
Good evening. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. Jim Maloney was my legislator, my neighbor, and he was always there for all of us. He always did the right thing, even on the days that maybe he and I didn't agree with what the right thing was. He always went out and he did the right thing for the people that he represented. We saw that just a couple months ago when, in a lot of pain, he stood in the back of that room and he did the right thing for his district and for the residents of this county. Christine Mason Miller once wrote, "We at any time have the power to decide that this is not how our story is going to end." And unfortunately for Jim, he can't decide how his story is going to end. That's up to all of you. But I can't think of any way that he would rather see it end than to see that the, as he professed her, the love of his life, to take his seat for the last 4 months and finish out the rest of his term. So I ask that you have the sentiment that you did a couple weeks ago when you all stood and applauded for Jim as he stood up and did the right thing and do the right thing by Jim, and appoint Brenda to fill out the rest of his term. Thank you.
Brenda Maloney.
Good evening, everyone. I'm sure everyone knows I'm Brenda Maloney, the proud wife of James Maloney. I'm here to ask, and by the way, I want to thank Brian Cahill for stepping up to be a gentleman, and I really admire him for doing that. I just wanted to know, I wanted to complete my husband's legacy for the remainder of his term in the past. In 2003, a legislator passed away, and his wife was appointed by both the Democrats and Republicans, everyone. I'm wondering what changed, why we're now trying to, we're trying to elect people, we're trying to put people in, but what happened? Is it politics? Is it power in play? I was just wondering. When it came to Jim's funeral, you all came to the funeral and you put your arms around me. You said, "I'm very sorry that you lost Jim. If there's anything I can do for you, please let me know." Tonight, I'm asking you, for Jim and I, to let me finish out his term. Thank you very much.
I mention this because as a registered Democrat, I always supported and voted for Jim, as I knew he didn't play party line, and for Jim, I knew he didn't play party line, and had the issues that face our community at heart. Tonight you are asked to make a decision to fill his seat for the remainder of his term. Who better understands where Jim stood on issues and policies than his wife Brenda? Jim and Brenda were a team sharing life and its challenges. They campaigned together and always worked to attain Jim's goals. How can any other decision be the right decision? A wife fulfilling her husband's legacy and possibly meeting some of his unattained goals. In the final days, Jim fought hard to make your meetings, not wanting to let his legislative body down. Brenda was always his support and by his side. I believe she has earned the right to sit in his chair. I'm hoping party lines will not cloud the decision and that you will listen and remember what Jim would have done if he had to make the same call. I also thank Brian Cahill for stepping down. I think it was the right thing to do. And thank you for allowing me to speak.
The last speaker signed up is Larry Decker.
Yes, good evening. My name is Larry Decker, and I live in the town of Ulster. Tonight, my speech is very short. I would like to talk about the politician's promise. When you came to pay your respects at the funeral and at the wake, you came to Brenda and said, whatever I can do, whatever you need, let me know. Tonight, I'm asking you very simply to keep that promise. You know what she needs. Thank you.
Is there anyone else present who... Yes, Mr. Quigley.
Not from the other side of the room tonight. Jim Quigley, supervisor in the town of Ulster. At the June legislative meeting, when this body had the opportunity to vote for the funding of the Fire Training Center, you saw many firemen in this room from throughout the community. Jim Maloney stood up and talked about his experiences with Manna Jo and Herb and going through a training exercise, and he stated why he felt it was so important that the fire services be given the opportunity to have realistic training. What you don't understand, and what I explained when I eulogized him, was the trauma that he went through that morning in preparing to come here. He had to go down to Kingston Hospital to get special IV therapy to bolster his body to give him the strength to show up. And you recognize that. Throughout that exercise, his wife stood by his side, helping him. I can't think of a more fitting honor to allow her to fulfill his commitment to Legislative District 4. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who has not signed up who would like to speak? So, moving on to resolutions.
Resolution 314, appointing Ulster County Legislator, District Number 4.
Legislator Rock.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to make an amendment to Resolution 314 to replace the TBD with the name of Brenda Maloney of 13 Dirk Lane, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Is there a second?
Mary Beth.
On the resolution, Legislator Maloney? On the amendment, Legislator Maloney.
If we were to put up another name, we have to wait until after.
You could amend the amendment.
I'd like to amend the amendment. Before I do, is it all right if I say a few words?
I think you have to offer the amendment to the amendment, and you would have to get a second on the amendment.
Before I speak?
Yes.
All right, I'd like to amend the amendment to read Laura Hartman.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
On the amendment to the amendment. Now we can speak on it. Legislator Maloney.
Party before politics. If there's one thing I've learned after a couple of years of being involved on this level, its party always comes before the people. Party before the people, I should have said. There's a reason our forefathers were wary of parties, and this two-party system on every level gets us nowhere. I think the two caucuses should have come together, and they should have had a list of names that they talked about, names that we could have debated and settled on. Instead, what has happened is a political football, and a lot of good men and women are caught in the middle. A lot of good men and women are going through things they don't need to go through over a vote that didn't have to go this way. I've heard two main reasons why the Republicans were very upset with Brian Cahill. One, he was running. We, as Democrats, had many of us, while we were appointing the comptroller, said that they could not appoint March Gallagher or Lisa Cutts because she was running. And then they turn around a couple of months later and try to appoint Brian Cahill, who's running. So I could understand the Republicans' point. I didn't think it was a good thing. The other, it would be an advantage, no doubt, as he ran. The other reason I heard was filling Jim's seat. He was voted in by the people of District 4. I'm not thinking about District 2 for probably the first time as a legislator on this vote. I'm not thinking about the county as a whole for the first time as a legislator on this vote. I'm thinking about the people in District 4. If you go way back to the beginning of this great country, and I'm not sure I'm allowed to say that as a Democrat these days, but at the beginning of this great country, our forefathers had second place for president become vice president. So there's precedent. I hear a lot about precedent during this vote. Laura Hartman ran a great race. She prepared herself, which is the reason I hear the Democrats put Brian Cahill up, because policy's over. This is the last four or five months of this term, and it's budget time. We thought that Brian Cahill would do a great job, hit the ground running. He had experience, he knew the budget. So he'd come in and do a good job. That's the reason I kept hearing from the Democrats. Laura Hartman prepared herself for this seat. She understood what it took and was ready to be a legislator. And you know what? She ran a great race and lost a very narrow race. She had, 100+ votes. So we'd actually be choosing somebody that represented, that would be representing people that voted for her. It makes too much sense. I would have been willing to hear out Republican names. That was the only name I could come up with that made any sense. I don't know why we ended up where we're at. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But I think Laura Hartman would be somebody I could vote for. It's the only name that I've heard that I could vote for. I will tell the Democrats this, that the Republicans came up with a better solution. Sitting here today, I can understand why they came up with where they went, and I will tell my fellow Democrats that if we don't vote for Laura Hartman, I will vote for Brendan Maloney. I just think Laura Hartman is the choice that makes sense. That's why I'm putting her up, and we'll see what happens.
Legislator Ronk.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On the amendment to the amendment, I'll talk a little bit about my primary amendment too, since both amendments are currently before the body. To me, there's nobody better prepared to serve out the next 4.5 months in District 4 than Jim's wife, Brenda, and not because of precedent. You know, there is precedent, and it was cited in the newspaper that, we have precedent in this body and, to have a spouse take over the seat in the past. But specifically because I know of the relationship that Jim and Brenda had together, that they were a team, that they were campaigning as a team, that they would go to events as a team. And, and Brenda would hear about all of the trials and tribulations of the Ulster County Legislature at the dinner table, on the breakfast table, on trips that they took together, when driving around, going door to door, when going to events like firehouse breakfasts. She is the most prepared person to come in and fill out the last 4.5 months, because Jim shared everything with her. And in his final months, when she was bringing him to extra treatments in order for him to be able to make it here to vote on important items and to serve his constituents, You know, they would have talks about what was going on. She sat through our meetings. You know, I'm not supporting Brenda Maloney because she was Jim's, you know, she's Jim's wife. I'm supporting Brenda Maloney tonight because she is the best person to fill out the last, you know, 4.5 months of his last term. If I didn't have that information, maybe I wouldn't feel so strongly about it. If I didn't know of their relationship, maybe I wouldn't feel so strongly about it. I, again, on Legislator Maloney's amendment to the amendment, I don't know that, Ms. Hartman wants to accept the nomination. I don't, you know, she's currently running for a different office. You know, so that's something that comes to mind. I know that before Mr. Cahill's last minute revelation about taking his name out of consideration, I know that he had said publicly that he would accept the nomination. I know that Brenda will accept it, and we have an amendment to that effect tonight. So, you know, for those reasons and others, I urge the legislature to defeat the second degree amendment and then have a vote on the primary amendment.
Legislator Mayo.
I want to speak very, very clearly right now. I am supporting Brenda, and it has nothing to do with her qualifications. It is because she's Jim Maloney's wife, and that's the respect that we give somebody, that we sit here as human beings, and we give that to her, and the disrespect of giving another name is not even tolerable at this point. This has nothing to do with politics. Nothing. So let's end the conversation. Let's do a long roll and let's do this because it's disrespectful right now and I'm not doing this. Okay? Jim was my buddy. I don't care where anybody sits. So let's be respectful tonight and let's put where we should put. And you all should be thankful when you go home tonight that you're alive and you have your family because one person here does not have their husband to go home to.
Legislator Mayo, you just called for a long roll?
No, on the amendment.
On the amendment to the amendment?
Oh, we're good. Okay. All right.
Are you withdrawing that call? Would anyone else like to speak on the amendment to the amendment? On the amendment to the amendment?
I would also just like to state that Will Hoffman did respectfully decline the invitation. To be nominated for the seat, as Legislator Long said, she is running for a different office. We are a short no with 3 yeses, Legislators Maloney, Petit, and Rodriguez.
We're short no.
The amendment to the amendment is defeated 3-18.
On the amendment. Legislator Fabiano, are you raising your hand to speak on the amendment?
I've heard a couple of calls for a long roll.
Okay, well, did anyone, there's a call for, who called for the long roll, please?
I believe Legislator Mayo.
Legislator Mayo. Okay, long roll on the amendment.
Archer.
No.
Bartels.
No.
Collins.
No.
DeLon.
No.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Eckert.
No.
Fabiano?
No. I mean, yes.
Geraintine?
Yes.
Green?
No.
Haynes?
Yes.
Heppner?
No.
Litz?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Mayo?
Yes.
Maloney?
This to me has been a mess. And everyone from assemblymen to the exec behind the scenes has been in on pressuring along with not-for-profit and organizations threatening to hold back support. It really has just been another really disappointing day to be a Democrat and watch this Democratic establishment eat itself. And it really needs to take a good hard look at itself and what it's even here for. I'm sure they have issues on the other side of the aisle, I know they do, and this goes all the way up to the top. But this was a mess, And I'm a yes on Brenda Maloney.
Nolan.
No.
Petit.
I attended Jim's services, and I had reached out to Brenda, and I said, I look forward to working with you as a colleague. At the time, it was my assumption, and excuse me for making assumptions, that the spouse filled the unexpired term of a spouse. I have been under a lot of pressure today and a lot of threats, and it took a lot for me to be here right now because this will probably be the demise of any future that I have. But with that, it will be my great honor to work with Brenda Maloney for the rest of this year. So I am a yes.
Roberts.
I'm proud to vote with Legislator Petit and Legislator Maloney. I'm a yes.
Rodriguez.
No.
Bronk.
Pass.
Waro.
Yes.
Waltman.
With respect, admiration, and gratitude, I'm a yes.
Ronk.
Thank you. To explain my vote, I never thought that, serving in the body could still surprise me, but it really does, and I'm proud to vote yes with Legislator Petit, and, when I was listening to the letter that Legislator Heppner so eloquently read from Brian Cahill, he cited that the reason that his name was put forward was that the idea that the Republicans had, which was one that I had said to you, Madam Chair, that the best case scenario for everybody was that the seat stay vacant until November. And that was why his name was put forward. Now we have a situation where nearly every member of the Democratic caucus has voted no to fill the term with an adequate representative for the next, for the next 4.5 months. So it's very disappointing to many of you, but I'm so grateful for Legislators Petit and Maloney and their votes tonight that the seat will be filled with somebody who's going to it's going to be fantastic for the next 4.5 months, so I proudly vote yes.
The amendment is adopted 12 to 9.
As amended, thank you.
We have a short no and two yeses. Legislators Petit and Maloney.
We're a short yes.
The resolution is adopted 12 to 9.
County Legislature will be held on August 20th, 2019 at 7 p.m. in the Legislative Chamber, 6th floor of the County Office Building, 244 Fair Street, Kingston, New York. May I have Legislator Letts?
Yes, Madam Chairwoman. I would like to adjourn tonight's meeting in the memory of James Maloney. And I will tell you, I'm sure he's looking down here and not very happy.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor of adjournment?
Aye. Aye. Aye.